Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what time it is. We are back for another great episode of Gameplay. We are live for you guys every night, Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've had a little difficulty, but we are not going to let that get to us. I got my boys on the line, D, Big Marv, everybody's joining us today. We have a great show planned for you guys, so I hope you're tuning in. Sorry for the little technical difficulties that we have, but we are here, we are live, we are ready to go. So we are going to start out. Hey boys, how you guys doing? Everybody doing good?
Yeah, man, I'm doing real good. Nice weather out here. Snowed the other day in Arizona. They said when hell freezes over, you better run. Yeah, it did. It snowed in the Biltmore area. It snowed in Tennessee, man. It's snowing everywhere, man. Up here in the city.
Wow.
So when hell freezes over, it's time to go. When
time
hell
to
freezes
go.
Over, Tom Brady's back in the Super Bowl trying to win without Tom Belichick.
I guess hell has frozen over. Marv, you there? How you doing?
Man, doing well, doing well. I just sent a little picture of the little Phoenix snow we had the other day.
What is going on out there?
Yeah. Man, hell half frozen over, like you said.
Well, it did snow here yesterday. It did snow here yesterday. But it didn't stick. It didn't stick out here. So it was only snowing for a couple hours. So we must have sent all that your way.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going on.
Oh, man. Well, the weather is nice and chilly out here. It has been a crazy week. We will get into some of the crazy things. Obviously, we will get into the big dance. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another great episode. Like I said, we're live here every Wednesday night. Don't forget, 6:30 p.m. Pacific or Mountain Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So a crazy week of football, guys. You know, we had the championship week. Obviously, things definitely did not go as everybody planned. Well, it went how I planned, but it did not go how everybody planned that it would go. But I am happy to see that Tampa Bay is still in it. I have been rooting for them since I knew the Patriots would not be in it. And so I am happy to see them going to the big dance. And I want to talk about the Tampa Bay-Green Bay game a little bit, because that game was probably the most shocker of the two, with Tampa Bay coming out with a win, especially over the likes of Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. So let's start with you, D, because, you know, this was a big game that you were like, you know, I don't know what you're smoking. You know, you need to get rid of that Tom Brady fanhood. You know, it's over after this week. You know, it's possible, but more likely than not. So obviously, coaching, it was a huge factor in that game. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers did not play his best game, but what happened? Like, because they were supposed to win, you know, not like it was a huge spread or anything. They weren't supposed to bash him or anything like that, but they should have won decidingly, comparing the two teams together. So besides the choking calls that the coaches were made, like, you know, going for it, not going for it on fourth down, a couple of subjective calls that were made, playing a little bit conservative. I know that's the gist of it, but was Green Bay, did they coast through the season, or was it just really a bad game for them?
Oh, well, let me go ahead and start with, y'all got lucky because Tom Brady threw three interceptions. So I'm going to start with that. Tom Brady didn't even have a good game either. Three turnovers should be a ball game. And then I'm going to tell you this. I'm not even going to just put it on coaching. I'm going to put it on the man that chokes when it's necessary for him to step up. And that's Aaron Rodgers right now. I'm kind of upset about this. He had the Meadowland green in front of him and didn't opt to run on third down to get closer to the goal line to go for it for fourth down if he wouldn't have made it in, which he could have made it in. There was nobody there. He could have pump faked him and juked them all out and scored a touchdown. Game would have changed around. Instead, they kick a field goal, give it back to Tom Brady. He knows what he's going to do when he has time on the clock. Run the clock down. So I'm going to go there. They should have lost this game, but Aaron Rodgers was force-feeding Devontae Adams the entire night. He was hoping that Adams was going to save his bacon, and Buccaneers knew it. They triple-teamed him, and he still tried to make things happen. He made some good catches, but he also dropped a couple of balls he should have caught. But at the end of the day, it's not just coaching. It's execution. You have to be putting it all on the line. This is the last game of the season if you don't win. You need to run, helicopter your butt into the end zone, and try and win it for your team. Instead, what do you do? Look around for Devontae Adams, who triple covered, throwing it at his shoelaces. Game over. They threw three interceptions, which two of them, the passes went three and out. They didn't even move the ball on three interceptions. You have to capitalize on Tom Brady's mistake. Because if you don't, he will make you pay because you're giving him a second chance. And that's what I have to rant about that game. No statistics, just an angry man.
Just an angry man. All right, Marv, what do you got to say? Because I like what you're saying there. You know, I definitely think they both had, you know, subpar games. Aaron Rodgers just did not have that killer instinct in him. And I want to address a couple things about his quarterback play, but I want to hear what Marv has to say first about this Green Bay game, because he also, I picked Tampa Bay. He picked two underdogs. So you were halfway there. So what do you have to say? Were you nervous, or were you always confident in how Tampa Bay would be able to be successful in this game?
No, I felt like that Green Bay was a vulnerable first seed. I felt like that for probably part of the whole season, to be honest. I felt like it when they played the Rams, the coach called a hell of a game. But sometimes when you call a hell of a game like that, you start feeling yourself as a coach, start making too many calls, start overcoaching, start coaching yourself out of the situation, making with ultimately, to me, Green Bay lost that game because of bad coaching, just like they won the Rams game because of great coaching. He just, the coach didn't show up. The coach didn't have a good game. You got to put that on the head coach, in my opinion. You know, you got to really take that conservative call down the stretch, kicking that field goal in the consideration. That was really, really the wrong choice. Like, there's really nothing to debate about that. You got to be upset for a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You got to understand the level of frustration he must be feeling. They basically drafted his successor at the beginning of the season, and they basically transitioned the team into a running first style of offense where, you know, you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. You think that it's time to load up on talented receivers like they did in Tampa Bay and air it out. I think that we have the two best offensive-minded coaches in the Super Bowl this year, and that's not an accident. Two of the best genius coaches when it comes to offense, whether it be from a personnel standpoint to X's and O's and drawing up a playbook and a game plan, we got the two best minds in the Super Bowl, and that ain't an accident.
Absolutely, I definitely agree. So let me ask you this. So, you know, rumors have been swirling. Everybody's been talking about it. Aaron Rodgers' future uncertain with Green Bay. Does he go to New England? Dwayne, let me hear what you have to say.
New England? New England? You rolling for New England, and you don't get out of here. Hey, you first it was Stafford, now it's Rodgers. But you definitely throwing hope and a prayer, and I know you got a bunch of candles lit right now, so I'm going to help y'all out.
I'm just trying to ask
I don't think
question.
That he's going to go to New England, because I think New England is a place for Aaron Rodgers, and it's arrogance. It would be a smart move for him, but his arrogance won't let him go there because Tom Brady made it work there, and he can't go and do the Tom Brady thing and try and win it there because it's not going to work for him.
Aaron Rodgers and Bill Belichick will be the ultimate comeback. To win. But okay, because let's say this. I don't want to get too much into the Super Bowl because we're going to spend our second segment on the Super Bowl game. So I don't want to touch too much of it. But imagine Brady wins the Super Bowl, right? He may stay, he may not, you know, whatever the case may be. But what is Belichick's best chance of getting to the Super Bowl next year? It would be with somebody of the likes of Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, that's the smartest thing. If you can get him, that's what you want to do. I didn't say that them getting him is a bad move for him. I'm just saying his arrogance will not allow him to want to go there. He's probably going to want to go home. He's probably going to want to go play in San Francisco. That's where he wants to go. He's going to go with that other bad man in the offensive-minded group, and he's going to go with Shanahan, man. He's going to go with them. They don't like Garoppolo. They're going to become loaded, and they got some draft picks, and they got some things that they can do, and they got some little bit of cap room. And he likes the area. That's where he would go. It is not about championships for him anymore. It's just about cruising the rest of his career. He got a chip. He would love to get another one. He's done with Green Bay. You want to get a quarterback? You got your quarterback. I'm out. They got Love. See what he can do. Nothing's going to happen in Green Bay for a long time. They messed up and wasted Aaron Rodgers' years of greatness, and he wants out of there. Now, I don't see him going to New England only because of arrogance, not because of good move, not because they're not a great team and organization. I just see him wanting to go home. Let me ride off into the sunset, try and win it with Shanahan because they have a great defense, which I need because apparently Green Bay's defense couldn't do much, as you can see. They have a great defense as long as I can manage the game and make some hard mistakes. Because he doesn't make mistakes, he doesn't throw too many interceptions, we can win a ball game. So that's where I particularly see Aaron Rodgers going, is San Fran. They're done with Garoppolo. But it would be a better career move for him to win a championship in New England, but he won't go. He's arrogant.
Well, man, you just never know. But and New England needs a quarterback. So I'm not sold on him as a New England fan. I see what you guys are doing. I see where you guys are going. But, like, I'm just not feeling that.
Look at his statistics. He was on a subpar team most of his career, and he did pretty well. So if he has a great scheme and a great offensive-minded player coach and a defense to actually help stop things, because he's done a lot of comebacks. So if he has a defense that can stop scoring and all he has to do is score, that's a win-win for you guys.
Right. I want him to stay healthy. If he could stay healthy, then I could look at him. But it seems like every time he gets hit, he's hurt.
You just got to check the statistics. I mean, that's what I would do. But, I mean, that's what I would say is the best option.
All right. Well, we're going to see because we got a lot of spots going to be opening up in this offseason. It's going to be crazy. So I definitely think draft season and free agency is going to be insane this year. Definitely looking forward to seeing who lands where and what kind of teams develop, you know, after this offseason. So let's talk about game number two real quick, Kansas City and Buffalo. I want to address a few things. I was definitely rooting for the underdog. I definitely thought Buffalo would keep it close. I didn't necessarily know if they were going to win, but I definitely thought they were going to cover. I definitely thought that Kansas City, was going to come down to a field goal at the end of the game, which a couple of times I thought that Buffalo was going to stay in it, but they kind of just flopped. I don't know. This is probably the worst game, or at least one of the worst games that I have seen them play all year. It's almost like they weren't ready for the competition. I was just very disappointed in the way that they, they showed up, especially to play against a team like Kansas City, where if you're not at your best game, you know, they're going to beat you with their subpar game. So we'll start with you, Marv. You have picked Buffalo to win this game, and you have picked them to be going on to the Super Bowl and possibly winning it all. So how are you feeling after you watch them play on Sunday?
Well, I was kind of really disappointed in Buffalo's coaching, to be honest. I know I'm kind of running this coaching theme here on the show today, but they were outclassed in that game. They jumped up early, and then they really didn't know how to sustain the momentum. And then once the momentum was lost, they never could regain. Basically, you had a situation where Buffalo all season has handled the blitz absolutely marvelously. However, when Kansas City put the blitz pressure on them, they didn't have an answer for them. And all of a sudden, they couldn't handle the blitz. So I just didn't see that coming. I didn't see them not picking up blitzes that they've picked up all season long and supported, you know, things like Diggs having the breakout year like he had. I thought Diggs was going to break out in this game. He barely shows up in this game. You know, they had a situation where they never really got the passing game completely rolling because they couldn't sustain drives because they were dealing with so much pressure on the quarterback, and they never came with a solution to that. Maybe a little bit more screen games, maybe a little bit more talent in the backfield could have done them a lot of good. I think that Buffalo's offense, you know, early in the season when they had Singletary running for them was a better look. I think they kind of got lulled into luxury with the quarterback emerging the way he did. But, you know, to Andy Reid's credit, they took him out of the game. They said that if you're going to beat us, it's not going to be with this quarterback. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Kansas City is the class of the NFL right now, and they really had to kind of pull that big brother card out and show Buffalo, like, you're just not in our class just yet. You know, they made them out to be good sparring partners, good tune-up for the Super Bowl. I don't want to go into my prediction for the Super Bowl right now, but, you know, Buffalo, I think it was almost better for them to lose this game because if they would have went to the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay, I don't know if they would have won. And to just go 0-5 in the Super Bowl is kind of like, that's too tragic to even ask someone to deal with. Next time Buffalo goes to the Super Bowl, they need to win it. So maybe that'll be next year. Who knows?
Right about that, they do not go to any more Super Bowls and actually lose. So I think that might be another reason why they were a little defeated. I think that coming into the game, they just didn't have what they needed, and it just seemed like Josh Allen could never find his groove. It just seemed like he was rushing everything. He wasn't playing his game. It almost seemed like he was trying to play Mahomes' game and not play the way he has been playing all season, which has gotten him to where he wanted to go. And I think they had more hope of beating Aaron Rodgers, even though, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a great talent, versus beating Tom Brady. I think the history between Buffalo and Tom Brady I think had a little bit to play in this, and I felt like, you know, although he is on Tampa Bay, it's almost just like, God, how many times do I have to play this guy, you know? So I feel like they came into the game defeated. They weren't at their best. They didn't look sharp. I don't know. Dwayne, what do you feel like? How did Buffalo come into this game? Do you think their mindset was right?
Is that one mine or for Dwayne?
Dwayne. Oh, yeah, I didn't know if it was mine. Sorry, I didn't know that was mine. My bad. So we're going over this wonderful Bills game that you guys were talking about, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let me go over what I said last week. The game is cerebral. The kid looked lost out there. That's why he couldn't get his groove. He didn't know who was open. The plays were not the same ones he thought they were in practice. The game speed was faster than he had. He was nervous. He wasn't making accurate throws. He wasn't using his legs. They weren't able to run the ball. The defense, I told you, came up short. Too many weapons. Kelce and Hill and Hardman ate like savages. There was just too much going on. Kansas City is built like they were last year. They've been here, they know their personnel, and they know what it takes to win ball games. That's why they won a Super Bowl. This is the Bills' first time getting this far since the early 90s. And they have a young quarterback at the helm. Is it going to be good for the future? Yes, it will be. But right now, he had to get a taste of success to know what he needs to do next year. You need to be better cerebral. You have to have your mental game on point, and you have to be ready for things not to go your way and to stay calm in the face of pressure and adversity. He wasn't ready for that. He's still young. They got a lot of years. This is going to be a great battle for the next 10 years. I can see that being that. They just weren't ready this year. And I already told you guys their defense was subpar and they were going to get torched. I said that. I just didn't see the offense being so pathetic, man. Like, they were just lethargic. And it all starts with the quarterback. Diggs got a couple of catches, but he was nothing. He was the best receiver in the league, and he didn't really get anything going because you need the quarterback to throw the ball. I mean, Beasley was doing what Beasley could do, but he's playing on a broken leg. So he was limited, you know. So if you can't get anyone else, those are your only two people, you're stuck. You see the difference. 3 and 4 people on the Chiefs can eat. They had 2 and no running game. and the quarterback couldn't get the runoff. That's why they had trouble with the blitz, because he wasn't able to get out of the pocket and start using his legs to get them to stop blitzing and make plays downfield with his legs, on top of making plays with his legs and throwing the ball. He didn't have that combo going because he just wasn't all there, man. The spotlight, I think, was too big, but I don't think he's done. I think this was just a year he had to figure it out, just like Patrick Mahomes had to figure it out before he won one, just like Lamar is going to have to figure it out before he can win some. It just takes time for you to develop and go through that maturation process. They're not done. This is going to be good for 10 years. So that's what I think about that.
Okay, 10 years, huh?
Yeah. They're young. What are they, like 20,
23,
24?
Yeah. Well, they are young, but, you know, a lot of things can happen.
Hey, don't miss that bad mojo on them. I'm giving that good positivity. 10 years.
All right, 10 years. So we're looking to get a lot of injuries back. What has transpired during this year of COVID. So obviously Kansas City won. Kansas City is back, back-to-back in the championship, on potential to start creating their dynasty. Obviously, you know that last year Brady lost to Patrick Mahomes in the championship game. So this is kind of like a rematch for them. However, I feel like this Tampa Bay team is much, much better than the Patriots team that Kansas City played a year ago. So my question to you guys is, does the GOAT take this one? Or is Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City's offense too hard to beat? And keep in mind also that they will be in Tampa Bay this year for the Super Bowl, being the first and only team in the NFL to host a Super Bowl game that they are in on their home field. That brings a lot to a Super Bowl game, because first of all, who wouldn't want to have a home game for the biggest game of the season? And although the championship games are technically somewhat Super Bowls, this is totally different. So does this play a role in who is taking home the Lombardi Trophy this year? We are some Brady likers on this end. So, obviously, you know that my vote is still has been and will be with Tampa Bay, as I have picked them from the beginning of the season. So, I'm not going to waver now, although I'm not saying this is going to be an easy game. And I am nervous as a fan, as a watcher, as a spectator. I don't know if they can pull it off, but if anybody can pull it off, it will be the GOAT. But I have to ask Dwayne, because he is the one who has given me the most resistance against my quarterback. Who takes this one and why?
All right. So you better hope he does not play like he did against Green Bay, because if he does, he will lose this game, because Kansas City will make a pay. Patty Mahomes don't play that. I thought Aaron Rodgers was that guy, and he's showing his true colors, man. Like, I lost all like hope for him now. Like, you're complacent. You're a California guy. Go to San Francisco. But in this game, the difference between them being at home and playing Kansas City is this: they are a better team than they were when he played with the Patriots, offensive-wise and defensively, running the ball, not maybe as much, but they have the weapons. The difference in this game is Tom Brady better managed the game without turnovers, because Kansas City is a team that will capitalize and will blow the tires off of the car. Now, do I think Tom Brady, with the home field advantage, with the weather, with people feeling comfortable, with the way he's got the team rocking and rolling and they're on that ride, do I believe that they're going to win this game? Yes. The reason why I believe they're going to win this game is because of all those factors, and this is Tom Brady's last ride. So what do they want to do with last rides? The same thing they did for Peyton Manning. Let the sheriff go riding into the sunset. You've been a great matriarch for the game. Let's get you one more. The kid can lose one. It's okay. He's already got one. He'll be back next year when you're not really here, or the next couple of years while you're gone, because he might be gone himself, and he can retire on top. I think that's what's going to happen. Just like they did for Peyton Manning, who did nothing when the Broncos won the last game. Brady can just
manage
the game good enough.
So you think he's going to win this game for the simple fact that he can retire?
That's what I'm thinking. I think he's kind of like, you know what? I wanted to show you guys of the world that I am the reason that the Patriots were as good as they were. I think this is...
So you don't think he comes back if he wins?
I would think he's going to come back, but I'm just saying he wants to ride off on top. So if he does come back, at least he got the chip. But I don't think he needs to come back. I think his wife is going to be like, look, you left, you made it happen, you showed the world that you are the greatest, you are the GOAT, you've done everything, come home. You have nothing left to prove. I know you love the game, but what else are you going to do? You're going to keep trying to win chips? I mean, are you going to keep trying to risk getting hurt and then coming home and then not being the same guy with your kid? Come home. And I think that's where we possibly go. I mean, everybody's like, oh, he's going to come back next year. He's going to be like that. I think if he loses, he'll come back next year. But I'm pretty sure if he wins, he might just call it like, yeah, this is it. I've done it all. I have the most chips. I had a great ride. I showed you guys I didn't need Bill. Bill lost horribly. I'm winning. I won. Good night. And I'm out. That's why I would say I think that's why he's going to win this ball game. It's going to be a tough one, but how the scenario's playing and how things are going, I should even foresaw this earlier like you did. You picked the best bet because not only is it at home, meticulously selected as Tom Brady went to the bus and somehow they got the bid to get the home Super Bowl. I don't know how that happened, NFL gods.
Right, how did this happen?
Yeah, how did this mysteriously happen? That they actually called it as Tom Brady transferred into the bus and then the Super Bowl home was played out and said weeks later? I don't know. And now they're there? I don't know. And they want to give him the best ride of all rides and give him the best historical game win ever to host the game and win the game and go down as the greatest? Like, his whole statue is going to be monarch of the GOAT. That's how you give the GOAT the edge that you need. You've done everything. Thank you. See you later. I think they win the ball game just because of all that. It's going to be close, though. It's going to be a close ball
game. It'll be close.
Just don't make the mistake.
Well, I'm excited.
Don't make the mistake.
I mean, I obviously hope you're right. You know me. I hope you're right. But, you know, I am nervous. It is definitely going to be a scary game. So where do you stand, Marv? What's going on in your head?
Well, first and foremost, win or lose, Brady's coming back. Which makes me think he might lose again. But at the same time, he might not. I mean, Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles, that's the winning coaching combination. They can beat any coach on a good day. They're going against, you know, Big Red and the Red Machine, and to be honest, like, even in a game where they're supposed to be on a neutral field, and they're not, they're only 3.5-point favorites, which means they're a touchdown better than this team on a neutral field. I really think we are just living in the era of the Big Red Machine. Kansas City's probably going to get a back-to-back Super Bowl, and they're probably going to be the favorite to do it again next year. What is going to stop this big red machine, especially if Bienemy doesn't even get a head coaching job and comes back and just continues on as an offensive coordinator. I would love for it to be that storybook Tom Brady gets Super Bowl number 7 and rides off into the sunset. You know, I hope I'm wrong just for the story, because Dwayne Wright, he could definitely, you know, Patrick Mahomes could take the L and still be Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs can still take the L and still be the Chiefs. They've only lost one game this year. So
right. There's
more to win on the Tampa Bay side. There's way more to win on the Tampa Bay side. You know, and Tampa Bay, quiet as kept, has a good defense. They put pressure on the quarterback with the front four. They got safeties that can blow you up. They got big corners that can, you know, contest all the 50-50 balls. They look good on defense. Ty Bowles is a good defensive coach. You know, he was the mastermind behind that Cardinals defense that, you know, lost that Super Bowl years ago with Kurt Warner and everybody. But my heart is with Tampa Bay. I've always been an Ndamukong Suh fan. But my
That's
head is just
lost brother. That's
Kansas
why.
City. Yeah, I think he is.
that's your long lost brother. Your brother from another mother.
Yeah. It
so,
might be.
Exactly. So it is going to be interesting. There's so many factors that can play into, you know, this game and what can transpire from the game. It's like by the books, by the team itself, obviously this should be an easy win for Kansas City. But it's like, yo, when you got Tom Brady, you could just never count the GOAT out. Like, it's just so hard, you know, to really believe that that this will be it. This may be the last time that we are going to watch Tom Brady play. It's interesting to watch his career, and just like Dwayne was talking about, him trying to make a point to prove to the world that he is the best. So I'm kind of with Dwayne a little bit. Like, I would love to see him win and come back. But I just have this bad feeling that if he does win, that he will retire on top, because you don't want to retire in a losing season, which is why he didn't retire a Patriot. Even though I think even if he retires, he will still retire a Patriot. But I feel like he did not want to go out, you know, losing. He's always been a winner. It's very prominent to me that if he does win this Super Bowl and he comes back, he may not win again, you know? And so does he really take that risk of possibly not winning a game? Like, or, you know, what I would like to say is, you know, coming back to a season where he may end up, you know, maybe not even making it to the playoffs. I won't say Tampa Bay won't make it to the playoffs, but Marv, let me ask you, because you're the one who feels like he will be back. How many more can he win if he wins this year? I mean, can they do it again? I don't know if they can do what they did this year. I feel like this year played a little bit of a role. I mean, I'm still going to say that it was competitive, but there was a lot of mitigating factors this year that caused them to be in the position that they're in. I am not sure if everybody playing at their A game that they make it back and be in this position again. So where do you stand on that? As far as what Dwayne is talking about, where he's saying that, you know, if he wins, he's out, because I don't know without any mitigating factors if he can come back to the position that his team is in this year.
I'm always reminded of the season Joe Montana had with the Kansas City Chiefs back in the day. He had already won 4 Super Bowls, and he moved on to the Chiefs, and he took that Chiefs team to the playoffs. He didn't win the Super Bowl, but taking that team to the playoffs proved that it wasn't Bill Walsh. All Bill Walsh did was it was Joe Cool, too. And I think he's already proven that, win or lose. And I think he's here to prove that he wasn't a Belichick thing. I think he's already proven that, win or lose. And I think that's what he's here to do. He wants to show you he played until he's 45 years old. He had an agenda to do that. He doesn't take a lot of punishment in his pockets. Keeps himself relatively healthy. He can still
I think you might have a bad connection there, Marv. I can't really hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I got to do that again. Let me get switched over here. I'm sorry. But,
No, you're okay.
Yeah, he's just, he's on a different level, man. He's trying to show you he can play to 45 years old. I think that's his agenda, where it is. So, Tampa Bay could come back and, you know, they're 9-7 and miss the playoffs. It'd still be impressive. I think he's here to impress, even if he doesn't get Super Bowl.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Dwayne. Do you feel that it's worth it for Tom Brady to play till he's 45, just to play till he's 45?
I think that number came up because he wasn't sure how long it was going to take him to get his team up and running to get to where he's at today. That's why my case is even brought up more, because he's like, I'm going to give myself to 45 to win one more chip. I know what it takes to get there. I've been in a drought before. I've been long times between Super Bowls before. I know what it takes personally, but I don't know if this team knows what it takes. But I know I can get them ready in a couple of years. They fast-forwarded the forum, and it's like, hey, I'm here. If I can win this ball game, then there's not much left that he needs to do. I don't need to stay till 45. Doing that just to prove that we can continue to play for as long as we want to play, he's already shown with where he's at today, leaving a team, and it's night and day, and taking a new team first year in to a Super Bowl, and if he wins, there's no other reason to continue to damage and put your body through that strenuous thing that he's got to go to. There's no need. Unless he loves the game that much, he plays for 45, but I don't see him needing or wanting to if he wins. 45 is just a number that he gave because he thought it was going to take that much time to get these kids ready to play ball. But it actually sped up the process, and he's in the game this year. That's where that 45 comes from, in my opinion.
Okay, so you're just basically saying that he was giving himself till 45, but he may not necessarily play till 45. He just was giving himself that to win a championship, pretty much.
That's my opinion. I think he just knows how much work it takes and dedication to get people to ball out and win a championship. It doesn't happen overnight, and it damn sure doesn't happen in a season. So it's a miracle that he was able to get these kids ready to go and to play the way that they're playing right now. And as well
but
as
do
they've
you...
changed. And...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's an amazing thing to see. You come in, you're the old guard, you're Tom Brady. Everyone that you walk around, they're in awe of you, but you got them to play and get out of that la-la land. They stepped up for you. People that people didn't even know are balling out. Like Scotty Miller is now getting interviews, and they're asking if he's faster than Tyreek Hill. Like, who's Scotty Miller? Tom Brady made a Scotty Miller. He's the one that I told you is going to be like his Wes Welker. It's going to be his little slot guy. It was never going to be Brown. It always was going to be Scotty Miller. They learned about this kid in training camp, and he was excited about him. And for when you're hearing this news coming from Tom Brady, like, I'm excited about this kid. And there's another player that they have on their team that barely gets out there that they really like that makes great catches. They got a lot of talent, so he has the means to, if he loses the game, he would come back next year, like Marv said, to try and win it. Because, like I said, it does take a couple of years to win this game. But I just – I don't I have to stick with that. The number of 45 is realistically the time frame he gained just to win the chip based on knowing how teams have to formulate and put themselves together.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that COVID played a role in them being so successful this year?
Yeah, of course. A lot of teams lost a lot of good players, and a lot of teams didn't have players available, so that puts everybody in position. But it helped a lot of teams, and it destroyed a lot of teams. So COVID played a big role in a lot of successes and failures. Like, look at the Bears. Somehow they were in the playoffs.
Right.
Somehow. Like, look at that. That'll tell you COVID to fuck some shit. Excuse my French, fuck some shit up. Right there.
Right.
Like, how were they even in the playoffs to begin with? They luckily got in after having a 5-game skid. Like, come now. That is crazy. So, yes, COVID had a lot to do with a lot of success and a lot of failure and a lot of gain and a lot of loss. But did it aid and abet the Bucks? Of course it did. Of course it did. There was times when they should have lost ball games because of certain things that happened and certain opponents that they played that played a role in that. So did it have a small, if any, effect? Yes, it affected everyone. Whether it was negative or positive, we'll never know because we're not in the locker room. But they are the bearers of great news for themselves, which is why I said it's amazing that they somehow got the home game at Bucks when Tom Brady went there. And they're in the Super Bowl. And it's year one of Tom Brady, the Brady effect. He's going to win this game. There's too many variables for him to lose. The sport needed something good because COVID actually destroyed football. They were trying to play games with nobody on the roster and stars out and all this other stuff. They need a feel-good story. Tom Brady is the oldest man to do it. He came to a new team. He was at home. He beat the young kid that's going to be the future of the moniker. Like, this is a story. People buy stories. This is money. NFL is a machine. They like stories. That's why Foles won with the Eagles. The underdog wins. They love that stuff. And he beat Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady got beat by two terrible quarterbacks. Manning Jr. and Foles. He ain't never
exactly.
got beat by anybody good. No one. Like,
exactly.
Name a Super Bowl loss that he has that he got beat by someone that outclassed him very well. Even Matt Ryan, he's a good quarterback. People sleep on him. Couldn't beat him. And they were down by a lot. Like, just think of how many times a man been in the Super Bowl, man. Like, think you got this is what stories are made of. This is a fairy tale. This is going down in folklore history and everything else that goes with it. So COVID had a lot to do with this happening. Home field advantage, home field team is the Buccaneers. Buccaneers happen to have Tom Brady, and they're in Super Bowl first year round.
I agree. So real quick, Marv, I just want you to touch on the COVID aspect of how well the teams did. Do you feel like Tampa Bay had COVID play a part in them being as successful as they were? Because they also made a lot of good plays in the offseason, but it doesn't seem like, I mean, not that they didn't play any great games, but it just seemed like they had an easy road to the Super Bowl. I feel like their toughest game, although they did lose a couple of games in the season when they were just trying to figure things out, but it seems like their hardest game would have been Green Bay, and they were easily able – well, not easily, but they were easily able to win that game with Brady having probably, you know, one of the worst couple of games that he's had this season. Because three interceptions in any football game means a loss these days. So do you think COVID played a part in their fast track to the Super Bowl?
Not a significant one. I think everybody, you know, was playing under the same issues as far as COVID is concerned. Did it play a factor? I mean, yeah, it's a factor, but it's the same factor for everyone. I mean, there's a lot of inspiration that'll come when you get a quarterback like Brady, you know, to come to your roster. There's a lot of inspiration. So you're going to have, you know, you're going to have people playing inspired. You're going to have people playing with a belief that we can really do something. And, you know, you can really tell the difference with inspired players versus uninspired players. I think that might have a role in it, but that has more to do with the guys you have in your locker room, coaches, and veteran players. You know, they got a good nucleus on both offense and defense. As far as veterans are concerned in Tampa Bay, they got veteran coaches in Tampa Bay. You know, they beat two Super Bowl-worthy teams to get to the Super Bowl in Green Bay and New Orleans. I don't see any fluke behavior as far as the playoffs, the way they played out. I think the best teams are in the Super Bowl as far as how they're playing right now. And, you know, it'll be decided on the field. I think the NFL will win no matter which team wins. So I really think that we are making out okay.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree that the two best players are playing, you know, in the Super Bowl. And I hate to do this to you guys. I know I told you that we will get our picks in, but we have an extra week. So we are going to continue this Super Bowl conversation next week. Since we have a week off, so we are actually going to hold off on our picks until next week, and we will be discussing a little bit more about the ins and outs of the games. We're going to talk a little bit about gameplay programs, because we can't give them everything. They got to tune back in next week. We'll have another great episode for you. We're going to talk about game plans. We're going to talk about what they got to do to win. Going to talk about preparation and really get into, you know, who's actually gonna bring home the Lombardi Trophy. But we do want to thank you guys for tuning in to tonight. We hope everybody out there is safe. Dee, you could start. Let people know how they can find you, how they can get a hold of you, how they can follow you for all of your analytic needs. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, you already know. You guys can find me at Before Clan here on Instagram.
I got you today. The Before Clan on Instagram. That rhymes too. I might have to catch a beat on that. Big Mars, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Catch me on IG, B1GMRV, for all your football breakdowns and takes. Let's get it, man. I can't wait till next week. We get to do a full breakdown on that game. I can't wait.
Exactly. Next week is going to be very exciting, guys. You definitely do not want to miss. Remember, we're here live Wednesday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do a full breakdown of the Super Bowl game. We're going to have answer all your questions. So if you do want to call in, we will be providing the call-in guest number at the beginning of the show, so listen for that. And we are more than welcome for you to call in, and any questions that you guys have for us, we're going to be happy to answer those next week. If you need me, you can find me on all the platforms, official_Mimi_C. And that is going to do it for this week. Everybody stay safe, and we will see you guys next week. Peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Peace.
One love.